Stargazer time. Our weekly report on what to look for in our dark island skies, as well as what's happening relating to the massive universe around our very small planet. As usual, we touch base with Christopher Phillips for his expertise on the topics and welcome him back now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for the planet Venus, located in the west after sunset. It is still very bright and easy to spot. Now, the moon this week will be waning, meaning we shall have a return to dark skies by the end of the week.
Now, I understand you've been giving some thought to the recent story about the oldest fossil discovered on Earth and its implications relating to our spot in the universe. Do I have that right?
Indeed. Scientists have found what they believe to be evidence of some of the earliest life on Earth and its implications for worlds beyond our own. Scientists believe that tiny tubular structures found in Canadian rocks are fossilized remnants of ancient organisms.
And that doesn't, on the surface, seem too groundbreaking. We find fossils all the time. What makes this particular discovery stand out?
Well, it's not really the fossils that are intriguing, but their age. They are thought to be around 3.77 billion years old. This makes them the oldest fossils ever discovered. What's really cool about these life forms is that they must have evolved shortly after the planet formed. In fact, a mere few hundred million years after it formed.
That's such an incredible timeline, the number of years that are involved in this. And I got to believe that this could be important beyond just Earth and in terms of the universe. So
exactly. This is where things get really interesting. If these life forms were knocking around about 3.77 billion years ago, then perhaps a similar thing was happening on Mars.
And from the little I know about it, I understand Mars was a pretty different place back then.
It was indeed. Mars was thought to have a thick atmosphere and lots of water, oceans of it, in fact. This could mean that if life arose here on the Earth so quickly, then it could also have arisen on Mars and perhaps many other bodies in the solar system.
And it sounds like the next Mars mission, or any missions really around the solar system, would be enhanced by being able to dig a little bit to see if similar sort of fossils can be found there.
That's absolutely right. If we want to solve this mystery, we're going to have to get out our pick and our shovel and get digging.
And do they look anything like sea monkeys, Christopher?
No, not quite.
Christopher Phillips and another fun stargazer. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.